Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Agent Spotlight, a special edition of the Power Is Now online radio. Thank you for joining us online today and on the telephone. It's another beautiful day in Southern California, and a great day to talk to Darren Johnson, broker and president of Johnson Premier Realty Company. Please tell your friends we're about to have a great conversation with Darren, that they should join us right away online or by telephone. For those of you who are new to the Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan, The Power Is Now, suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. So what does that mean? We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan, our theme, our mantra of the Power Is Now program. The Power Is Now online radio is an online radio network from which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, finance, banking, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. August 20th represents 3 years of awesome programming on The Power Is Now, and I am very proud of that. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com or contact me by telephone at 800-401-8994, extension 703. I appreciate the feedback and your suggested topics. If you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to thepowerisnow.com and become a member of the Power Is Now network for free. On the Power Is Now website, and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to products and services that can help you grow your business. Available products and services are property management training, email marketing, virtual assistants, business and REO coaching, business and strategic planning, and power coaching. There is value in membership, and membership is absolutely free. Every day, there are great shows to listen to on the Power Is Now online radio. The Power Is Now Breaking News with Bubba Mills and Kate Holloman at 4 p.m. They both break down headline news regarding default services that affect default professionals, and Kate focuses on women in the default space. We have a special program with Bubba Mills and Corcoran Coaching that goes into detail about REO Master and REO Quick Start programs that start September 6th with Corcoran Coaching. It's called Put the Win in Your Sales with REO Masters and REO Quick Start, and that plays every day on The Power Is Now. Last week, we had Jim Park, Vice Chair of ARIA, and he motivated all of us to attend the ARIA National Convention. The ARIA National Convention is September 23rd to the 25th at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio or The Power Is Now and get all the details about the convention, more than you can ever get on a flyer. Next week, Matt Martin of Matt Martin Real Estate and Management will be on the show on Thursday. I encourage you to join us and learn about this great organization and what Matt Martin is doing now and will be doing in the future. I promise you will not be disappointed. Well, folks, we're going to take a break right now for a commercial, and I want you to reach out to your friends, your fellow agents out there who are thinking about their business and what changes they need to make, and they need some encouragement or perhaps some tactics, some strategies. Well, Darren Johnson is on the line, and he's going to be breaking it down to us when we come back after this commercial break. So reach out to your friends, send them a text message, jump on the line and call them, send them an email, let them know that the Power Agent Spotlight is on right now, online, on the telephone. Join us and listen to Darren Johnson. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, everybody. This is Bubba Mills, COO and Managing Partner of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching. Are you tired of going to conferences, being out of your office for 4 or 5 days, spending thousands of dollars? Well, we have the solution to your problem. Corcoran Consulting and Coaching has teamed up with the Powers Now to offer a special group coaching program to all Powers Now listeners. Starting on September 6th, we have the REO Quick Start. The REO Quick Start is for real estate agents that have sold 0 to 15 REO properties in any given year. This program is usually priced at $9.99. With the Power Is Now promo code, POWER, the price is only $9.49. It is a 9-week program, 1-hour call, no more than 40 agents per group. We're going to go over topics such as applying to be an REO agent, systems. We're going to help you register for REO and BPO companies, building relationships, and several more topics. For more details, you can listen to me on the Powers Now Radio titled REO Masters and Quick Start, or you can go to our website at www.corcorancoaching.com for more details. We're also offering the REO Masters Group Coaching. This is for agents that sell 15 or more REO transactions per year. This program is usually priced at $14.99. With the Power Code, all Powers Now listeners will be able to get this product at $13.99. Again, no more than 40 agents. There will be 3 different asset management companies also teaching one of the 12-week programs. This will also start on September 6th. It will go every Tuesday for 12 weeks. We're going to go over extensive BPO training, HUD, property preservation, scorecards, managing your asset management companies. I'm telling you, the details on this are phenomenal. Again, listen to me on the Powers Now Radio for more information or visit our website at www.corcorancoaching.com. You can also reach us at 1-800-957-8353. The power is now. Act now to change your future.
And we're back. Welcome again to the Power Is Now online radio, a special edition called the Power Agent Spotlight. The Power Agent Spotlight is for real estate agents who stand out as the best of the best in the industry. These are the real estate agents with years of experience and top performance. They have it all: professionalism, education, certification, and results. In every industry, there are the leaders and followers, the doers and talkers, the winners and losers, and the real estate industry is no different. The Power Agent Spotlight celebrates the excellence of real estate professionals whose performance and business excellence makes them leaders and role models for real estate agents everywhere. Once a month, I interview an experienced agent who is very successful and does it all: REO, short sales, standard sales, commercial real estate, and even business opportunities. Please take a moment and listen to Rochelle Jones, agent extraordinaire, on the Power Agent Spotlight last month. You will be just impressed with her story and motivated to continue to push on. Now, if you are new to the real estate industry and you're already performing like a seasoned pro, I would like to hear from you. Exceptions will always be made for extraordinary agents who are new in the business. In the spotlight today, we're going to hear about how Darren got his start in the real estate business, the lessons he's learned, his triumphs and defeats, his tactics and strategies for success. We're going to hear about his journey in the real estate business and get some real advice on what it takes to make it to the top. So sit back and relax and listen and learn from the best and the best in the business right here on the Power Is Now online radio. Welcome to the show, Darren Johnson.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate you allowing me to be on your show today.
Well, it's an honor, Darren, to have you on the show, and it's been an honor just knowing you over the short, it's about a year, maybe a little bit longer than a year that we have known each other, and I appreciate what you've done, and I appreciate the person you are, and I thought you would be the ideal person to bring to the Power Is Now audience to share your story of success, and particularly, too, in the area of Detroit, Michigan. So thank you again for being on the show. Folks, before we have him share his story, let me just read a little bit about him from his bio. Darren has been in the real estate business for over 15 years. He has extensive experience in REO, residential, commercial property management business. He has been a licensed builder in the state of Michigan for over 17 years. Darren has continued to educate and certify himself and successfully change his real estate model to meet the needs of his community, which has made him one of the top producers in his area. He has served with the Detroit Association of Realtors as a 3-year term director and treasurer. In addition, he played a pivotal role in helping to create the Detroit REO Task Force, which has created a liaison with the Detroit Building, Water, and Code Violation Departments. Darren is the broker and owner of Johnson Premier Realty, of multiple organizations like NAREP, ARIA, NAREP, and the African American Association of REO Brokers, a brand new real estate trade association. His fortitude and drive gives him a lifelong commitment to the real estate industry and community. Darren, what an impressive background and resume. You have been in this business for a long time, 17 years, and so you have seen a lot, especially in the Detroit area.
And it seems like it's gone off so fast.
It has gone fast. A time waits for no one. You know, 17 years is a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not very long at all, is it? You still have a whole lot more business to do, a whole lot more life to live, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of real estate. There's a whole lot more business out there.
Yes, it is. So, Darren, have you always been in real estate? We're showing here that 15 years you've been in the real estate business, extensive REO, residential, commercial, property management. Did you start in real estate, or what's been your primary, what was your occupation before you entered into the game of real estate?
Well, that's my real estate bio. I have always been an entrepreneur, and since I was age 16, I had a bike shop out of my garage, my parents' garage, my own bike shop. And then after I got out of high school, I went to college. I went to Eastern Michigan University, and then decided that I wanted to go into business even further and open up a record store with a buddy of mine in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then from there, I did a bigger venture of buying for franchises. I built them from the ground up, eight Subway sandwich shops in the city of Detroit metro area.
Wow, that's impressive. From the ground up, you didn't buy existing stores. You built these stores from the ground up.
With my bare hands and some other coworkers.
Wow, so you are an entrepreneur at heart, and you made the transition from record store owner, from bike shop in the garage to record store owner to Subway shop owner to real estate?
Yeah. Some call me a chameleon. I change with the times, Eric. I wanted to do things with my hands in the beginning, and then I realized that my brain was more powerful.
Hmm. So what was the catalyst to making the transition from the sandwich business to the real estate business, and that you start right away as a broker, that you go work for someone selling real estate?
Well, what happened was I took my profits from the Subway sandwich shops and I started investing into rental properties around the city of Detroit. And I started really enjoying buying these properties, fixing them up, and giving people a place to live. And, you know, I've always been fascinated with creating things. So fixing a property up and watching it turn from nothing to something, even building a bike from the pedals up to the seat, fascinated me all my life. So that's what took me into real estate, the fact that real estate and being an entrepreneur is almost the same thing, because there's so many different things you can do in real estate. Just like being an entrepreneur, you do different things.
Well, as an entrepreneur, you have the ability to be creative and to do it your way. Have you always been that kind of person where you were always the leader and it was typically your way or the highway?
Wow. My girlfriend would tell you that. Control, right? That's the, that's their word. I always wanted to be someone with a little power, you know. And someone who did have control of his destiny and his surroundings, and maybe a little too much in, sometimes, but going from subway to real estate was a big transition for me. And I always said you have to change with the times. So, you know, and changing from a small bike shop to owning a record store to owning 8 Subway sandwich shops and run them at one time to going into real estate and now opening, you know, having my own brokerage for all these years. I didn't start as a broker. I had a mentor who's a great educator and taught me greatest ins and outs in real estate that you can learn. It was a journey. It's been fun too. It's been fun.
Darren, I don't know if you noticed that noise, but an airplane just flew over my head, and maybe the audience caught that. That's what happens with live radio. So, Darren, tell me about your first experience as an agent. You made the transition from being a record store owner and a subway shop owner, and you transitioned into buying rental properties. You decided to become an agent. What company did you go work for? And tell us how difficult or easy it was for you getting started.
Well, getting started in the city of Detroit wasn't that hard because my sphere of influence was pretty large because of my business relationships with other people. But learning real estate, I wanted to learn from the best. So I picked a real estate broker who's been in the, at the time, it was, I think it was 32 years that she was in the business. And, ERA Bowers and Associates, Derlin Bowers. I learned a lot from her with real estate, and it helped me grow. By her being such a great educator, built my character in real estate. So when I had my first sale, it was pretty exciting. Although I had, before I had, my personal sales came before my first sale to someone that wasn't me, and it was exciting to sell someone else a home.
Tell me about that transaction.
Well, the transaction, first of all, my mentor, broker at the time, she would say, never count the money before you get it, because when you start counting the money, you stop caring about people. And so I've taken that and rolled with it for the longest. So it made my first experience in real estate very easy because I didn't look at the dollar, I didn't look at the commission amount that I was supposed to receive, and I was more into helping this individual purchase his home and how excited they were and how important it was to them. And that kind of drove me, you know. It's like, wow, I helped someone achieve a dream. You know, and then I got paid.
Well, that's what makes this industry so great, isn't it? That we're helping people achieve the American dream and getting paid for it. And if you do it right, it is a very fulfilling and emotional experience if you've connected with the buyers and really understand why this is a significant event for them. So these buyers, were they first-time home buyers, and was this a small home, $100,000 or $1 million? Tell us about the transaction.
The home was a $130,000 home, if I'm correct. It was a first-time home buyer, and they were very excited, you know. So that's what made me so excited about the transaction.
Now, you were very, very successful having 8 Subway franchises and owning rental properties. What was the income like in the very beginning? Did you ever think about you needed to hold on to those Subway shops while you're building a real estate business? Or how was your experience in terms of being able to make a living and generating volume?
Well, I did hold on to the Subway shops in the beginning. I started selling them. I think once I started working full-time in real estate, I only had two stores left. And then finally I was down to one store, and I held on to that store for about a year, and I finally got the price that I was looking for when I sold it, and I let it go. And then I was out of it. And it just so happened that it was perfect timing for the real estate industry, or for me, to get out of the real estate industry. I wanted something different.
Not out of the real estate industry, but out of the...
Out of the restaurant industry, yes.
Yeah. So why was it perfect timing? What was going on?
Well, at the time, Subway started saturating their market, in my opinion.
I see.
You know, in my opinion. And then, you know, I think I did it for about 14 years, and dealing with the different level of mentality of employees, I just got kind of worn down because I was dealing with minimum wage workers, and they had a whole lot of extra baggage that
right.
come along with with hiring them and training them. And I wanted to do something where I didn't have to deal with the problems of other people's background.
I can understand working with probably young people, mostly
yes.
18s, right? Teens or early 20s.
Yes, yes. They vary from 16. I was hired from 16 to, wow, in Subway. I couldn't believe it because of an employment situation. I would have someone working for me that was 32.
That's interesting. And times haven't changed that much, have they, in that area as far as
unemployment? No, now you have a lot of people that was laid off that's taken over the McDonald's jobs and the Burger King jobs and the Subway jobs from the teenagers, because those are supposed to be jobs that the teenagers and the college students are supposed to build their character on in the employment industry.
So you made the transition from working with kids and all the baggage that they bring to the table to working with adults. It must have been refreshing.
Yes, very. Very refreshing.
So your first transaction working with adults, and I can just imagine the difference between making a sandwich and handing it across the counter.
Yes.
And delivering keys to a first-time home buyer.
Right.
The difference is a
as opposed to
part.
Taking keys from someone you're terminating.
Yeah, that's the other side of it, isn't it, of running the business. So, Darren, you sold all your franchises while at the same time selling real estate. So you made kind of a transition to being a full-time agent. At what point did you transition from a full-time agent to a broker owner? When did you feel you had gained the skill sets, the experience to make that leap?
Well, I did it immediately. Being an entrepreneur and being a business person who I am, once I got the hang of it and taught myself the proper way and the laws and by the time that happened, it's a 3-year waiting period or training term, if we may say, or you have to sell a certain amount of have a certain amount of sales up under your belt to be able to go and apply for your broker's license or to take the exam for your broker's license. I made sure I kept myself educated and learned rapidly. I had a very good teacher. I watched her well and long and how she carried herself and how she dealt with people. So when the time came for me to take that exam, I took it and I passed it on the first pop. And I was very excited about it. I already had plans. I already made plans to expand myself.
So passing the broker's exam on the first attempt is always a pretty big accomplishment. But also, I wasn't aware that Detroit requires production experience before you can get your license. In California, you have to be an agent for a couple of years unless you have a degree or you're an attorney. You can sit for the broker's exam right away. They require in Detroit a proof of production for a period of time.
That's great. You have to have, if they haven't changed it, six consecutive sales and they have to be consecutive within a 3-year period in order to qualify to take your exam.
Well, that's interesting. So you took the exam, passed it, and said goodbye to the broker. Were you ready to start your own office? Did you work from your home? How did you get started with acting as your as a broker owner of your own company?
Well, I transitioned into my home, and I just simply, while I was studying and getting myself situated to take the exam, I was also building my office, file cabinets, desks. I had my office. By the time I took the exam, my office at home was set up to do real estate, from having the proper forms and files and the proper equipment and technology and just ready to go. All I needed to do was hit the streets and sell.
So how long did you operate in your home before you started to kind of break out and create what you have today? Today you have two offices, one in Texas and one in Detroit. And paint for us, in fact, this would be a good time to do it, the picture of what you have today. You have two locations, and how many employees, how many agents do you have? And give us kind of, paint a picture for us of your operations today from the humble beginnings of your office in your home.
Well, I started in my home. I even transitioned part of my basement to hold a couple assistants as I grew. And finally, I had to get out of my home, and I had to meet some criteria in order to go after the HUD and the Fannie Mae contract. You can't work in your home and go after those contracts. They want you to have a physical office to be able to give adequate service to the public. And so that's when I stepped out and got the office space and wanted to grow even further and expand myself. It didn't happen until about a year and a half to 2 years ago that I entered into the Texas market, the Houston market.
So how many agents do you have in your Detroit location, and how many do you have in your Texas location? Presently.
In my Detroit location right now, I have 18 agents. That includes my buyer agents. I do separate them because I have a team for my REO side, and then we have the traditional side, which is not a large amount of traditional going on right now in Detroit still because of the market, but we're there. And in the Houston market, I have I don't have any traditional agents. I just have two buyer agents that work with my team.
So you moved from your home to establish offices in order to position yourself to go after government contracts. And were you successful in achieving that?
Yes, I was. Very successful. The only government contract I don't have is Freddie. And I'm still trying to prove myself and show Freddie that I'm the broker that they will need and can use to provide the housing for the communities out there.
So let's talk about your team. You're doing quite a bit of REO business then, working with Fannie Mae. Who are some of the other companies that you work with that provide you the business, and how are you managing all of that? Tell us about your team and support.
Oh, wow. I want to say I got a file drawer probably up to 90 companies that I have worked with. Some have gone to the wayside. They couldn't stay in business. But then I work with companies like PMH, which is Stewart Asset also. I work with companies like VRM, Vendor Resource Management. I am Fannie Mae Direct. I work with NRT, Navista, and the list can go on. I am a HUD broker, a HUD listing broker, in both Michigan and now Houston. And, you know, like I said, the list goes on. So I had to build my team to be able to adequately serve these clients. So in Michigan, I have seven-man team there, and that includes two buyer agents on my team. And then in Houston, it's the same thing. I'm actually a six-man team in Houston, and I'm looking to grow Houston a little more. So we're always looking for growth in both markets. My Detroit market, of course, is probably my most profitable market. It's the market that was hit the hardest and hit first in this REO industry.
Well, folks, as you can see, Darren is very successful, having many great relationships for REO business, having a team in Detroit and having a team in Texas, and making things happen. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to dive further into Darren's results, his success as a REO broker and manager. So hang in there for about a minute as we take a break and come back to the Power Agent Spotlight. And we're back on the Power Agent Spotlight with Darren Johnson, broker owner of Johnson Premier Realty. And already, folks, you've heard some great things about Darren, his history, if you will, as an entrepreneur, from bike shop to sandwich shop to real estate investor and to real estate broker owner. And he's doing extremely well. And we're going to find out more about that success right now. So, Darren, it's been an interesting journey for you, hasn't it? And did you ever think that you would achieve the level of success that you've achieved so far, having two locations in two different states, having these great corporate clients that are providing you business? And I think you're the only broker that I know that has a HUD listing contract in two states. That has to be, you must be pretty proud of what you've accomplished so far.
Yeah, actually it is. It's pretty exciting. It is. It's very challenging. It's pretty exciting.
So,
and someday I plan on getting my 8A and maybe becoming a BOB, a broad listing broker, is it?
Oh, really? What is it?
Yeah, hey, the sky's the limit, right?
Absolutely. So you want to be the management company. That's
exactly.
Right? Yes,
exactly.
You want to be the management company that hires the listing brokers. Understand? You want to be the Matt Martins of the world. And the,
right, the Matt Martin of the world, the Pimcos, the city side, yes.
Yes, right. Well, that's a great goal to have, and I know that you're going to achieve it. Tell us about your results so far. It's been a great journey, but, you know, what does that mean in terms of numbers? How many transactions are you closing? What kind of volume are you doing? What can you share with us to give us kind of a word picture, if you will, of your success?
Well, you could say probably somewhere between 350 and 400 assets a year.
That's fantastic. So that's close to 30 transactions, between 30 to 35 transactions a month, which is very respectable. Actually, Darren, I was really thinking it would be closer to 100 or so, so I'm a little disappointed with that.
So am I, but it's election year. We all know the election year kind of slow things up. Nobody wants to be the bad guy in this industry, right?
Absolutely, and there are a number of indicators that are leaving most professionals to believe that things are going to be significantly better in 2013. Assets are going to move forward, and there's going to be opportunity as an REO agent and as a short sell agent. So short sales are still going to dominate the market. Don't you agree?
I agree. Short sales is going to transition us back into the traditional real estate.
Yes, I agree. So what is your plans for the future? As you have built this great operation, two great teams in two states, a HUD contract, a Fannie Mae contract. On your dream board, you have Freddie Mac. And I'll put a good word into Freddie Mac for you. I know some people down there.
Appreciate that, Eric.
Not a problem. What's your plans for the future? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, having a large short sale department in both offices, because I believe that it's going to transition. Short sale is going to transition us back into the traditional real estate. I believe anyone that's going to continue to do real estate need to get heavily into the short sale market and begin helping people once again to achieve the American dream. Once the banks and the institutes kind of lighten up a little bit, and I know it's difficult on their side because of the way things are situated with investors and mortgages and all those other things that's going on in that circle. But once they all come together and allow short sales to go a lot easier, and it has gotten easier over the years, we're going to move forward. We're going to go back into traditional, and we're going to have fun. REO is here to stay. It never go anywhere. It was always here. We just never recognized it. You know, it's like a shadow in the dark.
So, Darren, what do you say to those people that say the REO is dead and that, you know, they should just shut it down and focus on traditional sales or short sales? What do you say to people who are taking that position right now?
I don't think you should shut it down. I think you should just diversify. And then step back and look at your business and see which one you want to put more emphasis into, whether it be short sales, whether it be property management, whether it be going into commercial, or just, trying to grow your REO default side of it. There's so much in real estate. That's why I love it so much. I mean, you just can do so many things. So I think they should, and go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. If you stick with the basics, you can't go wrong.
Well, clearly you have stuck to the basics. Just hearing your story, I see you have just been very judicial and methodical in building, and you've made the right moves at the right times. You started off small. You grew into your volume. You got the right relationships, the right contracts, and you've kind of stayed true to your core business, which is REO right now. Of the transactions you close, the 350 or so transactions a year, how many of those would be REO versus short sale or traditional sales right now?
Probably 80%.
So 80%
would be REO.
Okay. So you're now looking to expand the short sale side because you see the evidence all around you, and you want to build a division within your organization to handle short sales. What do you have in mind in particular in doing that? Are you going to hire a full-time person to take over that, or are you going to build it yourself first and turn it over to someone?
I've already hired a full-time person in my Michigan office to take over my short sale side, and I've also hired a third-party law office to help handle the short sale negotiating. This is something that they provide, and they're very good at it. And we can't do it all, so, you're only as good as your help. So the law office, they have these relationships with the banks because they are foreclosed attorneys, and so they're going to provide us a service to help us negotiate the short sale, and we're going to build and grow from there.
So the person you've hired to oversee this, their focus is going to be driving the business, making contact with distressed homeowners and maybe hiring agents to help in that goal.
Exactly, and he's a very sensitive person to it. I've trained him to be, because this is not a game. You're messing with people's emotions and their livelihoods, you know.
Absolutely.
But people take it very personally.
So let's end this call and talking about your advice for the new agent out there who's just getting started, someone who perhaps in a similar situation, maybe they're just recently entered into this business from another occupation or profession, and it's kind of tough right now. What would you advise them to do?
Well, it's all the same. It takes money to make money. And when you get into the default servicing side of it, the REO that is, you got to get yourself out there. And the only way you can do it is you need to attend these conferences. And attending these conferences costs money. And so when the clients are at these conferences themselves getting educated, they see you getting educated, and you become an expert to them. And so I recommend that the new person coming in get notarized with advertising and attending these conferences, learning how to network properly. You don't run up to people and beg them and pull on them for an asset. You know, you don't do that. You just learn how to network the proper way, and, you know, everything will fall in place.
What is got to
be visible.
What are some of the tools that you would recommend that agents use to get notice, to get information, the resources that you can share with us now that you use to stay in the know about what's going on?
Conferences. You gotta get known, be visible to your clients, and the conferences in the REO industry is done through conferences. They don't come knocking on your door. Not one client has come to Michigan knocking on my door saying, hey, we want you to do this and do that. You have to go out and meet the client, introduce yourself, and then continue to show them that you're educating yourself through the courses and the training that they give at these conferences. I use trade associations as well as associate nonprofit organizations to help get notarized and to just put yourself out there. And at the same time, you're having fun, you're meeting people. You got to be a people person, you know, to do this business. You have to be a people person to do this, but you have to love people.
Well, I agree. They say that all the sales is all about relationship. You're not really selling, you know, your services more so than you're just selling you as a person.
Right.
And if you're a people person, if you're outgoing, if you're friendly, and they like you, guess what? They might choose you, right, to do business.
That's true, yeah. They give you a shot. And then once you get that shot, you do the best you can with that shot. Because you
that's
get one
right.
time. Your first impression is your last.
You're absolutely right. Typically, that's the case in all of business. Your first impression
mm-hmm.
is your last and only impression. You only have one shot. Who says that? The great poet... An author, Eminem.
Right. From Detroit.
That's right. It's been great having you on the Powers Now today, Darren. And one thing that I failed to do in the very beginning that we ask all of our guests to do, and that is to share what they believe and feel the power is now, the statement, the power is now, means to them on a personal basis or as a real estate professional. What does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you as we close out this this interview?
The power is now means to me, when I think about that, destiny, controlling your own destiny, having the power to control your future and to be what you want to be and who you can be. That's what that gives me, because I teach my kids, you know, You can be whatever you want to be, and you can do whatever you want to do. There's nothing that can stop you. You know, there's a wall out there, but you can always hurdle over. It's one, it's always two or three ways to skin a chicken, as they may say.
Well, you're absolutely right. And procrastinating, not taking advantage of opportunities presented to you when they're presented to you,
mm-hmm.
that diminishes your power to be able to do whatever you want to do, to succeed, to achieve whatever you want to achieve, because you're not acting with a sense of urgency. You're not doing things. You're not taking care of business when it needs to happen. You're not seizing the day.
Right.
In the day, yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you again for being on the Power Is Now today. And, folks, this is a wrap of another Power Agent Spotlight with Darren Johnson and Johnson Premier Realty. We wish you continued success, Darren, in all that you do with your family and in your business, and also your involvement in the newly formed association, the African American Association of REO Brokers, which is going to launch at the Five-Star Convention. Looking forward to having you and Diane and Mel Gamble on the Powers Now to talk about this great new association that's going to be another resource for African Americans in the default services space.
And let me say, Eric, it's been my pleasure. I enjoy your show. Every time I turn it on, I get something new and enlightening from it. I mean, your show is one of the tools that we should use, and I do use, in order to keep myself abreast of things. So this is a great show you have here, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure Melanie and Diane will enjoy. It will be their pleasure to come and talk about the new African-American Association of REO Brokers.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. I want to encourage you to hang in there with us at 1 o'clock today. We're having a special live event with WINS, Women in Default Services, called Alternative Financing. It's an alternative financing panel discussion. And not only will it be live on The Power Is Now radio, but it will also be live on the Internet. We're going to be using, for the first time, Ustream to stream this event live. You'll be able to go to www.ustream.tv/channel, The Power Is Now. So if you're familiar with Ustream, just go to Ustream and go to my channel, thepowerisnow.com. It'll also be streaming through Facebook on The Power Is Now Facebook page. You'll be able to see the panelists and hear everything that's taking place. This is the first on The Power Is Now online radio, live streaming on The Power Is Now online radio. So I'm looking forward to that. That's at 1 o'clock today, Pacific Standard Time. Please join us for the WINS Conference Alternative Financing Panel Discussion. It's a WINS seminar in San Diego at the Mission Valley Resort. That's at 875 Hotel Circle South in San Diego. So if you're in San Diego, come on by and participate in this live event. It's free to WINS members and $10 to non-members, $20 at the door. If you're receiving the Power Is Now flyer, hopefully you have that information, and we'll see you at this event in San Diego. In the meantime, I want to encourage you to tune in to the Power Is Now every single day and take advantage of all the great programming that's on there, and also the great programs and products and services that are available to you on the Power Is Now website. And then, for sure, tune in next Thursday and listen to Matt Martin of Matt Martin Real Estate and his management team talk about all the great things that are going on with Matt Martin Real Estate. Well, remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining the Power Agent Spotlight. Have an awesome day.